I'm Bruce Robinson, talking once again with Anton Hartman, who has traveled all the way from Sonoma to St. Paul, Minnesota, where he's attending the Republican National Convention. And Anton, last night you were looking forward to Fred Thompson's speech. Did it live up to your expectations?
Fred was incredible last night. He laid out why the people in that room are Republicans, why we believe in the strong conservative principles that the party and Senator McCain believe in. He also underlined how Sarah Palin has a strong background of executive experience and the willingness to take on government and hold it to be accountable. Fred really fired up the room last night, and everyone was very, very excited.
What do you know about Sarah Palin yourself? Do you have any firsthand experience or observations?
I've known of her for several years. She ran as a reformer for governor, taking out a incumbent Republican governor who she believed was not doing what the state needed and needed to be held accountable for what he was doing with the state, and wasn't afraid to take him on and take the Republican establishment on, and has had a very solid record of being willing to do that and being willing to make the tough decisions and the tough calls, taking on the oil companies, forcing them to drill more, and also working to get a gas line deal completed that had been stalled out for decades.
So although there may be some people who question her selection, it sounds like you're pretty solidly behind it.
Absolutely. I think that as the American people learn more and more about her, they're going to see the same maverick spirit and desire to hold government accountable and call it as she sees it that we see with Senator McCain. They're a wonderful combination, and I think she's going to be a wonderful vice president.
Now, last night, one of the featured speakers was Joe Lieberman, who not so long ago was a Democrat. What were you expecting from him?
Senator Lieberman, as you know, is an independent Democrat who caucuses with Senate Democrats. But he's never been afraid to take whatever side of the issue he thinks is right, regardless of whether it's the side pushed by the Democratic Party or the side pushed by the Republican Party. And in this election, Senator Lieberman looks at the most liberal and most inexperienced person ever to run for president, and Senator John McCain, who has been in public service since he swore an oath at the age of 17 when he entered the Naval Academy. So Senator Lieberman came because that's what he believes is right.
Looking ahead to tonight, beyond Sarah Palin's talk, you also have three former candidates in Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, and Rudy Giuliani speaking. Which one of those three are you most interested in hearing from?
I think they're all going to be very, very good. Each of them brings a different perspective. We got Senator Thompson last night and these three other presidential contenders to show how the Republican Party really has come together after its primary fight, and seeing that Senator John McCain and Sarah Palin are going to match the principles that all three of these people were fighting for. The tough national security from Rudy Giuliani, the strong values agenda pushed by Governor Huckabee, and the desire for strong fiscal accountability from Governor Romney. I think Governor Romney is a very exciting speaker, as is Rudy Giuliani. So between those two, it's hard for me to say which of them I'm looking forward to most. But the three of them and Sarah Palin is going to be an incredible lineup.
Well, we'll see how those expectations are holding up after another 24 hours when we talk again tomorrow. Anton Hartman, thanks very much for being with us again tonight.
Thanks very much, and look forward to talking with you again tomorrow.